dork.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show. And I want to say I'm so thankful for all of you who made the determination to tune into the program tonight. I apologize for the technical difficulties. We had set the show up, and then when I was calling in at the time that I'm supposed to, even a couple minutes early, it proceeded to inform me that we are having a problem with our system. Therefore, because of that, I kept trying.
Hi, Trevor, you don't have your microphone down.
We
can't hear you.
Oh, my microphone? Oh. Oh. Now do you hear me? Do we hear me now?
Hold on, she has to jump back to the show.
La 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 la, do you hear me? Do you hear the Miracle Man? Do you hear the Miracle Man? Wait a minute, Becky, is this thing on? This little monitor thing. I need to know this monitor.
She just said you sound good.
Is my monitor on?
It's the monitor.
Very confused. What's the monitor? It says the microphone's on.
That's what I meant when I said the monitor.
What monitor?
When I said the monitor, that means the microphone. Are we good?
It's working now, she says.
Good, 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 good. All right. So that difficulty, like I was saying, that is the reason why I was late tonight, and no other reason, basically, because I was ready to come on, and it's still going to be a great show. It's just that I'm starting a tad, like, 27, 28 minutes late. So,
she really, really liked it.
Put back on. All right. So, we are back on. And I'm glad to see that we are. So we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we are going to get right into the Word of the Lord, and I do have a sports update to get to, so we're not going to be doing any of that extra time. I was not going to say dilly-dallying because what I had to say last night was really good. So we're going to get into a couple of songs of worship. And then we're going to go to the Word of the Lord. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roll at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever and alive, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship you, Lord. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I am. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roll at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I know that when I sang you, shout to the Lord, all the earth, all the sing. That might have been, that one may be, you know, 20 to 25 years old. But you know what? The power of God's still in it. And the word of God that I read you, that's hundreds of, to thousands of years old. You know, the events that took place in the Bible, like the events of Jesus, that was 2,000 years ago. But you know what? Still true today. Amen. Amen. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end, he wrapped himself in life, darkness tries to hide the lion and the lamb that trembles at his voice and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Age to age you stand. Time is in your hand, beginning and the end. Beginning of and the end. Our God has three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb, yes. How great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Then sings my soul. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If you lift your hands and thank him. Oh, how great you are, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise him. Worship him. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love your greatness. We love how great you are. We honor you tonight, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We come before you tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Jesus. And we ask you to come on the inside of us, to strengthen us, to be there for us, to dwell on the inside of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that tonight you are meeting our needs. You are the God that knows what lieth ahead of us. And we just thank you, Lord God. And we praise you tonight, and we worship you tonight in that. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. That, and that every need represented tonight on this program would be met. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come in. I pray, Lord God, that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you, God, most importantly of all, for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's make a Bible confession. I was just going to, you know, either not do it or do it shorter. A shorter version because time, but I'm late. But then I'm like, you know what? No, we're doing the whole thing. I really feel strong about this right now. The reason we do this confession is because I believe, actually I know, the Bible says we can have the food of our lips. You got a Bible and you're in a safe place, hold it up. I'll try to make sure you're not holding up your Reader's Digest or your Farmer's Almanac or your old Farmer's Almanac or your Minecraft book. So you get a kick out of that. You love Minecraft.
I do.
Your Minecraft book or whatever. No. Just hoping that you are cheating. Hold up your Bible. And say this after me, listeners. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I believe everything my Bible says, and no matter what the devil says, people say, or what my circumstances say. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wave that thing around. Make the devil mad at it. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm 25. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Psalm 25, and we're continuing on our journey through the wonderful book of Psalms. And I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast. I really am doing that. I'm not just saying that. Very sincere about it. I want to encourage you, listeners, to whatever I do, here where I'm at in my house, whatever I do, you do. Follow along. As I study, you follow along. If I sing again, you sing along, you know the lyrics. I exhort, you pay attention. Amen. Just don't just sit there and be a spectator. Glean something from this. Allow yourself to have faith imparted to you. Because like I said, this year we need all the faith we can get. Amen. Verse 1 of Psalm 25, NIV. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. But they will be put to shame. Those who are treacherous will be put to shame. Those who are treacherous without excuse will be put to shame, as I would put it. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love. For they are from of old. Remember, do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right, and he teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, and only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and I am afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon me and look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all of my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your love is ever before me. I walk continually in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers, and I refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence, and I go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners. My life of bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will praise the Lord. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One evil man advanced against me to devour my flesh. When my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Praise God for that. I have that. Though an army besiegeth me, my heart will not fear. Even though war breaks out against me, even then, I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of the trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle, and he will set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my deliverer. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Even though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 28. To you I call, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a dead ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most high, your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but they harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them with their deeds and for their evil word. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back upon them what they deserve. Since they show no regard for the works of the Lord and what their hands have done, he will tear them down and will never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. But the shepherd and carry them forever. Be the shepherd and carry them forever. 29, this will be the last one. Ascribe to the Lord, almighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flames of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord tests the oaks, the forests bare, and in his temple all cry, glory, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Amen. Now, we're going to look at each psalm and kind of discover what it talks about again. And for select ones, I give points. But there are. I trust. Oh my God. And it says, do not let me be put to shame or let my enemies triumph over me. No. No one whose hope is in your. Point one for Psalm 25. If your hope is in the Lord, you will never be put to shame. But those who are treacherous without excuse will be put to shame. That's point number one. Then he's taught asking God to show him his ways, be his teacher, to guide him. Your great mercy and love for their Lord. And then he says, my ways according to your above. The remedies for you are good, O Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. And it says he guides the humble. And what is it? Right? And he teaches them his way all the way. The ways of the Lord are always loving and faithful. And those who keep the demands of his covenant. And then he's asking for forgiveness. Next one. The Lord will confide in you. If you fear him, then he will make his covenant known to you. Point five. This will be the last point for 25. My eyes are always on the Lord. Let's go to 26. Point one, the Lord examines my heart and my mind. Your heart, your mind, you can say. Point two. Those who love the Lord, those who truly love the Lord, also truly love his house. That means, you say, what's that mean? That means if you truly love the Lord, you truly love church. you don't really like church, then you don't really love the Lord. Like, truly, genuinely. And then Psalm 27. This one's a really good one. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Therefore, whom shall I fear? So point one, you can write, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I have no reason to fear or be afraid. He's the strong Lord of my life, so who shall I be afraid? So that's basically part of point one. It basically repeats it, so I'm not going to get one for that. When enemies come to try to attack me, they will fall. They will stumble and fall. That's point two. Even when war breaks out against me and an army tries to come to attack me, I will be confident and not be fearful. And then he thanks the Lord, asks the Lord to let him be in the house of God forever. Make music to the Lord here. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord, be merciful to me and answer. As my heart says of you, seek his face. Point four, you can write. I will always seek the face of the Lord. And then it said, do not hide your face from me. The verse says, you know what that means, listeners? Don't wear a mask. Okay, let's say it this way. Don't wear a mask when you're trying to pray to God. You can think of that. I can think of that as a no mask verse, right, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Don't hide your face from me. In your mind, what does that mean? Take off your mask? That's exactly what it means, right? So maybe, who knows, maybe David or someone with him was trying to put on a mask. I don't know, COVID 600 BC or whatever. I don't know. Do not hide not your face. And he said, in anger, do not turn me over to the eyes of so I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He says, wait, Lord, be strong and take light and wait for the Lord. Okay, let's go to Psalm 28 now. And he's asking, you know, for God not to turn a dead ear to him. Where are the wicked? Well, those who lack on talking about how God does not like the wicked very well. Point one, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Seems like someone we may have heard about a month and a half ago when he referred to the psalmist as the palmist. And he said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. No, I'm not saying who it is. Chill out, man. Was another person going to say, come on, man. Point one. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Amen. Hallelujah. My heart trusts in him. And the Lord helps me. It says, I am helped. But I like to change that to, the Lord helps me. Point two, you can say, give thanks to the Lord in song. Amen. I love that. That means sing to the Lord. Sing. Well, I'm not a good singer. Oh, you can sing to the Lord in your church. You know, even if not necessarily in the pulpit, you know, or what have you, or you're singing like just in the congregation. My pastor, Dr. Buckley, he likes to say he refuses to ever sing in his pulpit, in the pulpit of our church, because he thinks it'll ruin the ministry. Like, no matter what, he won't do it. He won't do it. He just refuses. Point three, and then another verse. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Point three, God saves his anointed one. Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord is waters to God. Thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. You know what that means? When he thunders, that means God, our God is loud. Our God is loud. And it talks about the voice of the Lord and how it's majestic. It breaks the cedars. Breaks some pieces of the cedars of Lebanon. He makes the voice of the Lord. The Lord is enthroned The Lord is enthroned as king forever. Or we could say, the Lord is always our king, no matter what. You know what that means, listeners? No matter what's going on, God's still God. God's still God. Well, they say the COVID cases No. God is God. God's on the throne. God is on the throne. God brings strength to his people. The Lord, and another one you can write is God blesses his people with peace. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Peace. God wants you to live in peace. I wasn't just saying peace like that for presentation. No. God wants us to be at peace. He does. Peace. That's a big one I want you to get from tonight is God is our Savior. We have no reason to be afraid. And we can be at peace. The God kind of peace. The idea of man's kind of peace can just mean you're not breaking stuff, whether it be in the streets or in your house or whatever. And if you really want to riot that bad, just break your own stuff. No, don't. Don't do that. No, 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 no. God delivered me from that when I was younger. Amen. He did. From that kind of destructive stuff. He did. But, amen. And you know, as you go through these days, we are in the last days, you see, listeners. We're in the last days right now. And just to give you an idea, Dr. Buckley said years ago, he just said it again, Dr. Sutton, Dr. Capps said quite a few years ago, I'm on borrowed time. There were key theologians back in, I remember 2004, Dr. Buckley said this, 2004. This is 2021. So 17 years later, 17 years before 2004 would have been 1987. And what did they say at that time? We are shocked that the church is still here. Back in 2004, they said this. What? 2004. This is 2021. I thought we were close then. We're even closer now. We didn't even have the mark of the mosque. What's that? Well, you have to wear a mask to go to the store. Yeah, we had 9/11, and a couple of years prior than that, so that was a sign that we were getting closer. In the 90s, the services that would have been in the sanctuary, I heard them at times say that we're in the last days. Even back in the 1990s, and this is 2021. Folks, we are so close. I'm serious. But you know what? You don't have to be in fear. The Lord is your Savior. The Lord is our strength and our shield. He's our protector. And He is our salvation, our light and our salvation. You don't want to know what else He brings to us? Peace, 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 peace. I speak peace. Lord, we're going to pray. Lord God, I thank you for this evening. Thank you. I pray, Lord God, that these listeners receive what you want them to receive from this message tonight. And I speak peace to these storms going on in these people's lives. I pray that these people would be at peace in their homes and in their families. Peace, not rage. Peace, not fear. Peace. Not this other stuff. Peace. Amen. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that the peace of God would rest upon us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Really quick sports update. Very quick. Okay, so last weekend, the six games I picked, got four of them right. I did not think the Browns were going to win. I also did not think the Rams would win, but they both did. Let's move on to this weekend for the playoffs. Let's do NFC first. NFC, Saints, Bucks. Breeze versus Brady. Saints won the first two meetings. Josh, what do you think? Are the Saints going to win again? Be honest. Sorry about that, listeners. Don't worry about that. You know what? I'm going to pick this for myself. My prediction, St. Peter and Paul, 36. Looking, the Brady Bunch, 28. Once again, that is the Saints, 36, the Bucks, 28. Also NFC, Packers versus the Rams. My honest prediction is all packed up, 28, Ram trucks, 21. So 28 to 17 Packers over the Rams. AFC. The Browns versus the Chiefs. Chiefs, still one of the best teams in the NFL, still alive. I do think they will win this ball game. Give me hail to the Chiefs. 31. Cash Browns, 31-25, Chiefs. Last but not least, let me see here, this other game. AFC. Baltimore. They are playing the Bills. My prediction, Billy Bob 29, Raven 23. So my prediction is Bills will play the Chiefs for the AFC Championship, and then the Saints will play the Packers. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. And until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.